You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
5 minutes to places for Ms. Cooper and Ms. Cox.
Thank you, Five, and welcome everyone to Around the Sun, an episodic audio drama created by me, Brad Forenza. This episode, Off-Broadway, stars Lily Cooper and Vianne Cox. It begs the question, what do you need to create? Join the conversation using hashtag Around the Sun Podcast.
Places, everyone.
It is just after closing at the Bard's Diner off-Broadway. Two servers preset tables in anticipation of the morning rush. One strikes a pose.
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this sun of York, and all the clouds that lured upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean buried.
Beautiful.
But was it truthful?
Squeaky clean. Just like these tables should be.
Oh, one more time, B. I have an audition tomorrow.
Remember, we're servers too. And Mr. Demopoulos wants these tables preset for the matinee rush.
I've been waiting tables all night. You've been sitting at the register.
And in time, you can work register too.
The other wait staff went home hours ago.
The other wait staff are just actors. They've been high since mid-shift. But you're a true Shakespearean server.
I'm an actor.
You're a Shakespearean server. Most people can do one or the other, not both. You have a special vocation. You remind me of me.
I have a lot riding on this audition, B.
I thought you gave up your side hustle.
It's not my side hustle. It's my life.
Get your head out of the clouds. Serving pays the rent.
To be or not to be?
No!
That is the question.
I said get your head out of the clouds.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
Clouds.
Or to take arms against a sea of troubles.
Ugh.
And by opposing, end them.
Mr. Demopoulos gives us everything we need. We got the best job security in the whole theater district.
I didn't come to New York to be a server.
Well, excuse me, fancy pants, but this isn't a hole-in-the-wall food truck. This is the Bard's Diner.
Why, then the world's mine oyster.
That's right.
But I still have to prep for tomorrow.
You have to get your head out of the clouds is what you have to do.
Oh.
How many meals did you get wrong tonight?
I was trying to memorize.
Stay in the moment. That's the first rule of our trade.
This is not my trade.
Every table is unique. You gotta feel them out, especially if you want to move ahead here.
I want to get out of here and be a serious actor.
And how many serious actors do you think there are in this city?
I don't know. Thousands?
Tens of thousands. But how many Shakespearean servers are there? Good ones.
Two?
That's right, and they're both here in this room presetting tables. Why? Because an actor prepares.
But what are we preparing for?
Our big break. Broadway is three blocks away. You never know who your next customer might be.
Sweet are the uses of adversity, which, like the toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel in her head.
Hmm. This place wasn't always a Shakespeare joint, you know. Mr. Demopoulos initially cast me to sing and serve on roller skates. Then we tried disco, and he had me blow my hair out real big. But this Shakespeare stuff is much safer. Shakespeare is boring as sin.
Disparage not the faith thou dost not know.
How long have you been here, anyway? Starlets come and go so quickly in this place.
A fortnight and odd days.
Time flies.
The wheel has come full circle.
Well, I've got good news for you, then. I recommended that Mr. Demopoulos promote you.
You did?
There hasn't been a manager of tragedy since Demopoulos' wife died. and you're the only one I'd trust to take her place. Of course, there's already a manager of comedy. I suppose I don't need to tell you who that is.
Okay.
But if you insist... What ring? I left no ring with her. Who the hell does she think she is?
All the world's a stage.
You know, this means you'll get to work register once in a while. And we'll be partners curating the Sunday showcase.
B, can we talk?
Most of the folks around here just want applause. They don't care about process like we do.
I have to talk with you about my audition.
Don't be surprised if whatever you're going out for is already cast with some cutesy young thing the producer's sweet on.
I'm not auditioning for a project. I'm auditioning for a conservatory.
A what?
A conservatory.
What do you mean, a conservatory? Like the one in the Bronx with the bougainvillea?
An acting conservatory. From back home.
Oh. Well, why would you do that?
Well, they're having auditions in the city tomorrow.
But you've already got so much going for you.
Do I?
Sure, good tips, health insurance, manager of tragedy.
But I want more.
More what? Money? Hours? I'll talk with Demopolis about getting you a Saturday shift.
It's not money or hours. It's just, I want more for my life than to be a Shakespearean server.
Well, that's a kick in the head.
We know what we are, but not what we may be.
So you're saying you'd rather go home to Omaha or Sioux City or whatever dopey town you're from than stay here with me in the cultural capital of the world?
Give me a man that is not passion's slave, and I will wear him in my heart's core.
But what about our Sunday showcase? The Bard's Diner doesn't mean anything to you now?
We can still do it, Bea. Maybe we can have our own showcase someday, or open a franchise. Or maybe we can act on a bigger stage. So what if we're not in New York? Come with me.
Come with you? Where do you want me to go?
The audition.
Oh. I'm all for only, kid.
Ugh, judgment. Thou art fled to brutish beasts.
Besides, I got all the training I need. Right here. Playing to customers from all across the world. At the center of the universe. Now, why would I give that up?
No legacy is so rich as honesty.
And for that matter, do you really think you need more training? You know what this is, kid? This is a cop-out. I've seen it 100 times. The second you starlets feel the slightest bit complacent, you run!
Better 3 hours too soon than a minute too late.
You're just like all the other waitstaff, or those disco crowds. You got your head so far up in the clouds, you must be high.
If we shadows have offended, think but this and all is mended.
Stop it! It's not truthful! More matter, less art. I'm not one of your customers. I'm your friend. Or at least I thought I was.
Bea, I want you to come with me. I want you to get out of here and be more.
I have lived long enough. My way of life has fallen into the seer, the yellow leaf. And that which should accompany age, as honor, love, obedience, troops of friends, I must not look to have.
That isn't true.
Yes, it is. Otherwise, you'd stay.
I'm leaving, B. Whether the conservatory accepts me or not, I'm leaving the city. And I want you to come.
You don't know what we're up against. The competition is tough out there. Demopolis will keep us safe.
The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. This, above all, to thine own self be true.
Jules kisses B on the cheek, then exits.
I'll miss you, B.
What's done is done, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza, co-produced by Suzanne Ortiz-Curry and Brian Dashew, with sound design by Brandon Alexander Villarreal, conceptual art by Gene Epifan, graphic design by Melanie Hibbert, and theme music by Shane Curry. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe, and continue the conversation by using hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.